WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, hospitalizations are flattening and discharge numbers are encouraging, though that may be doing little to sugarcoat the still grim coronavirus numbers for New Jersey. Now more than 5,300 deaths and total positive cases as of today, just 11 away from reaching 100,000, though more than half now are presumed recovered. A new COVID-19 test developed by Rutgers University that uses saliva instead of a nose or throat swab is being rolled out in the state's five developmental centers. Governor Murphy says this population is among the state's most vulnerable, and the staff that cares for them daily is among the state's most essential workers.
This is a total of more than 5,500 tests, more than 1,200 residents, and an excess of 4,300 members of staff.
The test requires spitting into a cup instead of a healthcare worker donning personal protective equipment or PPE to insert a swab into a person's nose and throat. That means the new test is less invasive and also requires less PPE to administer, according to officials. U.S. unemployment is on its way to levels last seen during the Great Depression nearly 100 years ago. About one in six workers across the country out of jobs due to the coronavirus and its related closures. More than 4.4 million Americans filed claims in the last week. In New Jersey, that number again around 140,000. In the U.K., testing of an experimental COVID-19 vaccine has begun in healthy volunteers. The drug, still a part of an early-stage study on how we will eventually be able to protect against the coronavirus. The idea is for the immune system to detect a foreign protein studded to the surface of the virus and make antibodies to fight it. Rutgers University has launched the nation's largest prospective study of healthcare workers exposed to COVID-19. Professor of Medicine Dr. Reynold Panettiere says 829 healthcare workers have been recruited. Data is collected every 2 weeks, looking to see who turns positive and who develops antibodies.
We will have for the first time a prevalence of the disease in healthcare workers who are the front lines against the battle of this crisis.
He says for the most part, between 6 and 8% of healthcare workers who have substantial patient exposure develop positive tests. New Jersey 101.5 presents a town hall focusing on our healthcare heroes tonight at 7. We've gathered together New Jersey healthcare workers, EMTs, and police officers. Hear their coronavirus stories from the front lines, plus we'll offer resources to those in need. Listen on your radio, smart speaker, NJ1015.com, or watch it live on our Facebook page. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. How long are storms going to last across the state? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Our next storm system now arriving, and as it crawls through New Jersey tonight and tomorrow, we are going to get soaked. Moderate to heavy rain likely pretty much all night long. It's really going to intensify as we get past midnight. Lows tonight fall into the upper 40s, and tomorrow looks wet too, with scattered rain for most of the day. I think there will be some breaks along the way. By the time this thing moves out tomorrow night, we'll see total rainfall about 1 to 2 inches. Highs tomorrow in the 50s. Now Saturday, we dry out. It'll be partly sunny and breezy with highs near 60, but another batch of wet weather comes in Saturday night and lasts for much of Sunday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Hightstown 51 degrees, Stanhope 51, Mountainside 51. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
It's easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. With multiple finishes to choose from, you'll be sure to find a style that fits perfect for you. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers as standard and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now.
Save